Myth number 9. The presence of evil and suffering in the world proves that there is no God. Some people think that the problem of evil, with the suffering that it brings, is a barrier to belief in God. The argument goes something like this. A God who is good and loving would not want evil to exist. Number 2. A God who is all-powerful could remove all evil if he so desired. 3. Therefore, God is both good and all-powerful. If God is both good and all-powerful, there would be no evil. But evil continues to exist in the world, as we all know. Therefore, God, at least all-good and all-powerful God, does not exist. This argument is superficially convincing, but it has one basic flaw. The third point does not follow from the first two. All that is required, if God were both good and all-powerful, is that evil would not exist forever. God would at some point deal with evil and remove it from his creation. The argument does not reckon with the grace of God. It fails to take into account the love and compassion God has extended to us, his creatures, in delaying the removal of evil from the world, and us with it. Suppose that God were to immediately wipe out all evil, where would we stand? Would not all humanity be destroyed? For which one of us is free from evil? Far from remaining an intellectual problem out there somewhere, evil is a moral existential problem within each of us. We ourselves are the problem of evil when we really think more deeply about it. And if simple eradication was the only answer, we would have no hope. But the choice is not so stark between inescapable evil and immediate eradication. There is a third alternative, and this is the heart of the Christian message. God became man in Jesus Christ and took upon himself the total cumulative weight of all the world's evil and suffering. Jesus died to solve the problem of evil. And when on the cross he cried in anguish, my God, why have you forsaken me? In Matthew 27:46, something happened that is beyond human understanding. God himself experienced the depths of the problem of evil more intensely than any of us could possibly know, that he might free us from the problem of evil and its consequences. God was not interested in simply eradicating evil or eliminating it if it meant getting rid of his creation in the process. Instead, he offers us a way out, the way of forgiveness of our guilt and the renewal and transformation of our broken lives and suffering world. How evil will finally end is just as mysterious as its origin. Perhaps no adequate human account can ever be fully given. Nevertheless, the Bible envisions the ultimate triumph of good in the universe because God has acted on our behalf. He both desires and is able to solve the problem of evil. Now the onus is on us. We must start with ourselves if we are not to further contribute to the problem. We each need radical change, and this is what Christianity offers. The ball is in our court. God has acted. Now it's our turn.